Life didn't get any better than this. Emily was on top of the world and didn't want this moment to end. The summer night was warm on her skin, but a gentle breeze coming off the lake cooled her down. Stars sparkled like diamonds in a cloudless sky of black velvet, and the full moon appeared oversized. Everything felt magical and inspiring. What she could do if she had her paints and a canvas. But tonight was about letting loose and forgetting that in less than a week, she'd be off to college. Then her parents would expect her to grow up. Boring, if her parents' lives were anything to go by. They were zombies, slogging themselves off to their 9-to-5 jobs every morning, while living for the weekends and holidays. Emily wanted more out of life. She dropped, giggling, onto a fallen tree trunk and curled her toes in the warm sand. There were a lot of grads here tonight, and many faces she'd never seen before. The tunes pumping out of Jimmy's boombox vibrated through her. Every song was perfect. The weed was premium, but the booze was cheap. Brooke, one of her best friends, fell beside her, laughing so hard she was crying. She bumped Emily's shoulder with hers and lifted the doobie she had in her hand toward Emily. She gladly relieved her of it and took a hit even though her head was already spinning. She breathed it in, letting it overtake her, surrendering. She didn't need to think tonight.
Woohoo!
Melissa, her other bestie, started dancing in front of them. Her arms were flailing over her head, and she shook her hips.
I love this song! Come on, you guys! Dance!
She wriggled her hands to summon Emily and Brooke off their butts. Emily popped up first, smiling like a moron. She would have been wiser to get to her feet more slowly. Her vision blurred, and her head spun, but she didn't care. She rolled into it. If this was her last night of being young and free, she was going to soak up every second. She laughed, the sound striking her ears and causing her to double over. If only she could stay right here in this bubble forever. But her damn bladder was betraying her. Emily slipped away from her friends, who were already busy grinding up against a couple of guys, and headed toward the tree line. If she hurried, she could get back before the next song started. She hustled along the beach, prancing in her mind, but her movements would probably look a lot less poetic to a sober observer as she rolled her ankle over some uneven ground. That might hurt tomorrow, but it didn't right now. She started toward a worn-down path that led into the woods. It was mostly flattened grass and sand, but there were also small stones that bit into the bottoms of her bare feet. Even high and drunk, those hurt. She slowed her steps and turned around to see if here was secluded enough to take care of her business. Next thing she knew, she jammed her toe into something and stumbled forward. Her arms pinwheeled, and she managed to collect her balance without falling. Surprisingly, she hadn't pissed herself either. A tree root jutted out from the ground and mocked her. She retaliated by letting loose with a string of expletives. Her big toe was throbbing, and she lifted her leg, standing there like a flamingo as she inspected the damage in the moonlight. Her toe was bleeding, and the nail had broken to half its normal length. Ouch! But she couldn't stand here forever. Her bladder was screaming at her to get a move on. Just get this over with, she told herself, while hobbling a bit farther into the woods. She ducked behind a tree and squatted. She could still hear the song from Jimmy's boombox thumping, the bass being carried into the night's humid air as if she were seated right next to it. She sang along for a few verses, but stopped at the sound of cracking branches and twigs. Someone was coming.